Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to acknowledge the passing of a great man, Richard Trumka, the head of the AFL-CIO. Had a sudden heart attack, 72 years old, way too young. He was the head of the AFL-CIO, the head union guy in the whole country, very effective, very strong. He was made the head of the United Mine Workers when he was 33 years old. He was very fair and tough. He was respected. Even the Chamber of Commerce put out a statement saying they regretted his passing. Of course, he was their adversary. They always opposed unionization. He was very instrumental in the Amazon union effort down in Alabama, where Amazon won it, no union by a big margin. And then it turns out they've been up to some shenanigans, some skullduggery. And now it looks as if that they may get a new election down there. So Richard Trumka, you know, Joe Biden put it best. He said, the middle class built America. The middle class built modern America. And labor, organized labor unions built the middle class. It's as simple as that. We got to get that understood. Richard Trumka, dead at 72, sudden heart attack, excellent man. Great head of the AFL-CIO. Going to the lines, Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. That is all true. The unions helped me. It is just a great thing to belong to. Hey, I got to switch gears here a little bit. This is, to me, quite troubling, and you may have covered it earlier this morning. I don't know, but the harassment of poll workers has to stop. And what I want to point out, someone in Milwaukee, if you're right-wing anything, I don't care if you're talk radio, Fox, or you put it on paper and put it in a magazine or whatever you're doing here, it just needs to stop. If I call you up, Matt, and threaten you on the phone or in writing, or in emails or whatever, that's just wrong. And you shouldn't be able to do this, and there's no ramifications. I don't get this, but it needs to stop. I know poll workers. I can't really put this into words this morning because it really bothers me that people would, the emails she sent out and stuff, that could happen to anybody. But this, if there's any ramifications for doing this, then I give up on the whole thing here, because you just can't do stuff like that. And it's not only in this state, it's all over the place. For God's sake, just cool it. And that's, I don't understand where we're headed here, Matt. That's all I'm saying. I try to end Fridays on a better note than this. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, thank you. And cheer up, because I do have some new information. And I also do have a solution, which you hit the nail on the head, of course, as always. 1 in 6 poll workers have gotten threats. Some have had their homes broken into, physically a burglary. That's a felony. Some have had their private info hacked and embarrassing stuff put on social media. And 1 in 3 feel unsafe. Of the many thousands of poll workers, hundreds of thousands of poll workers around the country, a third of them feel unsafe because they've either been threatened or their buddies have been threatened and they heard about it. And remember something, there are death threats routinely called in, not just to Gretchen Whitmer, governor of Michigan, or Raffensperger, the secretary of state, Georgia, but to election commissioners. They don't need that. They'll specifically threaten their wives by name, you know, that kind of thing. I'm going to tell something to prosecutors. There are some prosecutors who listen to this show. Start prosecuting these things and put these people in prison. And I don't mean, you know, a work release for 6 months. That's not what I'm talking about. 5-year prison terms or more. And then what you do when they are convicted, their lawyers say, we request 30 days to appeal and let him get his affairs in order. No, the judge has the right to say, take him right now, grab him and put him in the jail cell, the prison cell, and then he can appeal over the phone to you, lawyer, and you can write the brief. See what I'm saying? Because here's another outrage. This will please everybody. I'm kidding. Marjorie Taylor Greene gave a speech just the other day to the Alabama Federation of Women, very conservative, Republican, Alabama Republican Federation of Women, Republican women. And she advocated shooting, killing vaccine volunteers who go door to door asking if you want a vaccine in some cities, especially cities with very, very low vaccination rates. The Biden administration is sending volunteers or supporting it anyway. You knock on the door, you know, and you have a certified nurse and all that kind of thing. Say, would you like a vaccine? And if they go, we already have it, fine. If they go, no, get out of here, okay. But if they go, I don't know, they say, and they put shots in arms. Marjorie Taylor Greene has advocated shooting them in Alabama. Why is she not prosecuted for that? She advocated assassinating Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and Nancy Pelosi. And the only sanction was to strip her of committee assignments. Well, in a couple of those, she'd done it in the past, and they argued that the statute of limitations had expired. In Obama's case with the president, that is clearly a felony, as with Hillary Clinton, who's a presidential candidate, as with Nancy Pelosi, who's the speaker. But for whatever reason, they didn't prosecute her. And she's sneaky the way she does it, and it's the way that Trump did it when he advocated the assassination of Hillary Clinton. What he said was, when he was a candidate, I want the Second Amendment people to take care of her. Maybe they can take care of her. And when the FBI, the Secret Service talked to him, he said, I just meant they should vote. Because he was a candidate and because they thought that was equivocal, they didn't go after him. If you or I said, I hope that Donald Trump is taken care of by the Second Amendment people, and you did that while he was president, you'd be in jail. Prosecutors have got to understand something. You went to school. Well, let me tell you again. If there's probable cause to believe there's a felony, you can go ahead and prosecute them. If they say by Second Amendment, I just meant they should vote, they could tell that to the jury. Maybe the jury will believe them. And maybe they won't. I wouldn't. You have got to stop it. That is the sneaky stuff that Marjorie Taylor Greene is doing. She goes to, she says to the Federation of Women in Alabama, you know, you have Second Amendment rights if a vaccine guy comes around, Second Amendment rights. And they all howl like wolves, like she-wolves. Every one of them howl like a wolf. Guess what? Take that to a jury. Put Marjorie Taylor Greene in prison. Put her in prison. Threatening violence. Anybody who threatens a poll worker, put him in prison. Put him in prison for 5 years. 5 years. No parole. 5 years. Period. End of story. They threaten. You can trace this stuff on social media. Come on. Come on. Trace it in the slammer, in the who's gal. That's it. 5 years away from their family and their jobs. I'm with Wisco Paul all the way on this one. The lines are lighted up. We're coming on a break. I will go back to the lines right after the break. Do not hang up. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.